Good morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle. I'm Sam Wirt, joined by Kyle Etherington, and this is the show where we bring you inside the huddle of local sports teams across Clinton, Carroll, and Boone counties. And we'll talk a little bit of boys basketball, a little bit of girls basketball, a little bit of college football today. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday on Party Line, but we'll get into that a little bit more, as well as some high school football and the Bud Wright situation. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, let's get to our guest. And our guest on the line is the Frankfort boys basketball head coach, Jake Nerning. Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you guys having me on today.
Well, we appreciate having you. And what I'd like to hear a little bit more about your story in coming to Frankfort. I know you worked a little bit at Marion University and at Bethel University, and I'm an Indiana Wesleyan grad, so we might have run into each other a couple of times there. But just tell us a little bit about how you came up with the job at Frankfort.
Yeah, so originally I was a manager at the University of Indianapolis, so my junior and senior year there, under Stan Gerard, and then went up to Bethel for a year, and then was at Marion for 4 years, and then most recently was an assistant men's basketball coach at St. Mary of the Woods College in Terre Haute. And so in terms of the opportunity here, something that I had thought about for a few years was transitioning into high school education and coaching, because with my background in youth sports as well, I've coached youth sports for about 10 or 11 years now. Just was always really passionate about helping young men, especially around the high school age, really grow and develop, and reach their goals of graduating, playing beyond high school and things like that. And then in terms of the Frankfort opportunity, I saw that the position was open, and and applied, and reached out to Mr. Niehaus, and kind of the rest just kind of happened. So,
well, you guys got the season started off with Clinton Prairie. That was our Hoosierland TV game of the week, so we had a chance to be there and broadcast that game, and it was, I mean, really, the score really doesn't tell the story of that game, because Clinton Prairie kind of pulled it away in that fourth quarter and in that second half, but it was a closer game than the score says. So just talk to me about what you saw in that game, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Westfield game and kind of the first week of the season, and now you had a chance to kind of get your feet under you and readjust.
Yeah, so, I mean, really first, I think our guys, something that they've done is, regardless of what the score is or anything like that, regardless of whether or not, we're the other team scoring or whether or not we're scoring, like, they compete. They play extremely hard. They play with a lot of passion, and so that is something that they did at Prairie, and I'll give them credit. They did a good job in terms of Prairie did in terms of their they really utilized their length defensively, kind of made things difficult for us offensively, and then on the other end, they shot the ball really well, I think for our guys, it was a good test in terms of really that one, and then obviously we'll chat about the Westfield game too, but going to two different environments that the places were packed, and for us, having a lot of guys that are stepping into, or basically everybody stepping into, a brand new role and elevated responsibilities, both on and off the court. And so getting those experiences, in really tough, loud environments early, I think is really going to help us out, here down the road. So,
yeah, I mean, it doesn't get much better than going to Westfield and then today at Western, two great environments for high school basketball in Indiana. And so really a good opportunity for your guys to be in those environments and kind of learn from that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because I think, really our, if you think about like our entire starting lineup, I think that for maybe one or two starts last year, hasn't started a varsity varsity game before, you know. And so going from, you know, whether it was, you know, starting on JV or being a rotational guy that we talk about with our guys is one of the hardest transitions in sports, is going from, you know, going from a guy that plays a role to going to the guy that's at the top of scouting report. And so, you know, I think these first two games, and then, you know, we'll have obviously our game tonight, is going to be really good experiences for those guys to continue to learn and adapt and adjust to those things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very, very excited about our group and about our game tonight. It should be another really good test, really good battle for us, and, you know, definitely really excited. So,
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Quick question as far as player development. I know you were in charge of player development at one of your previous places of coaching employment. How do you develop a player from getting used to coming off the bench to turning them into a starter? Is it just kind of like you just throw them in the deep end and see if they sink or swim? Or how do you kind of bring a player along to get them used to that idea if they've never started before?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, I think it's a lot of two-way communication, something that we really encourage our guys to do is to use their voice. So, like, something that we talk with them a lot about is, you know, is if you see something, say something. If you think something, say something. You know, so, like, I really encourage that communication. You know, good there, there's always aim to speak their mind. I think part of it is the moment, really encouraging them, and you're just kind of having a different, you know, kind of what to expect. And guys, if you start, you're talking to them about, you know, kind of what that entails. And then, you know, the guys that their job there as well. It's a lot of areas that are, you know, we can work on. You know, those sorts of things. So it's really just a lot. And then you're kind of reminding them that, you know, really at the end of the day, basketball is basketball, you know, and so just going out there, having fun with it, and, you know, learning to play through mistakes, and, you know, no matter what, we always go to the next play.
So. Kind of like that, kind of the guide on the side a little bit, not that sage on the stage and everything. Mm-hmm. Is that how the college game has kind of turned into? I mean, we all think about the Norman Dale, the Bob Knight, you know, the general, things like that. How does coaching high school compare with coaching college? Is it kind of the same thing? How is it similar, but also how is it different?
Yeah. So, you know, that is something that I definitely took from the collegiate level in terms of that, you know, the really encouraging guys to, like, share what they're thinking in terms of the you know, the on-court things and everything like that. You know, because it's something where, I mean, I've been blessed to coach a lot of really good players and a lot of very intelligent players. And something just from coaching them and learning from them is, it really empowers them and it helps them take ownership and responsibility, you know, over their team and things like that. And, you know, it just really helps. And in terms of, you know, so, like, in terms of that aspect from a player's perspective, and then, you know, just kind of from my experience, like, you know, I learned a lot of things as a player, but being able to learn from teaching and communicating, like, you almost kind of realize things that you didn't know before, or, like, you didn't know that you knew, and so, yeah, I mean, that's something that I definitely brought from the collegiate level with that aspect. And, you know, the other thing I say is, like, you know, if as the head coach, if I'm the only one that's saying something, thinking something, or talking about something, then, you know, then it's pretty difficult to get to where you want to go as a program, because, you know, it's not about me, it's about the players, and, you know, and so encouraging them for that is, I mean, so much more important.
And it's a wonderful thing that you're bringing that to Frankfort Schools. You're working in the, I believe, the special education department. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
My wife is a special needs teacher as well. Kind of talk about your day job as well. Like, what are some of the basics in terms of what you get to experience every single day with that type of job? Because I've lived it myself just through my wife, but in a greater sense, what can you give to your players with what you do during the day before that practice starts after school?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, really first and foremost, like I'm absolutely loving it. It is a, you know, it's a great environment. You know, not only, I mean, you know, the kids and everything like that, but also, you know, like my supervisors and coworkers in that space have been terrific, super welcoming, everything like that. You know, in terms of those basics, in terms of those responsibilities. So, what I do is I, you know, kind of what's called like push in. So I push into the various classrooms, kind of just based on where our special needs students are placed in the classroom throughout the days, throughout the day. And so I have I have certain classes like per class period that'll go into more individualized support to those students. And, you know, so things like that, like helping them, you know, whether it's you know, kind of language barriers or intellectual barriers, things like that, like really helping provide them that individualized attention to help them, you know, reach those, you know, goals academically and everything like that. And then, you know, during testing and things like that, like I'll kind of pull them into like the library or quieter space to help provide that individualized attention as well. And so I do that. And then I also have what's called a basic skills class. Really, it's kind of like a study hall, but it's one where, again, it's another opportunity to, you know, it's a smaller class environment. So there's, you know, I have about 5 or 6 students in there, and just being able to help them individualize there. And then, you know, also like those individual education plans for those students, just really helping, you know, them progress and grow is really kind of my job. And, you know, and it's really great, you know, not only for that aspect, but, you know, like you mentioned, you know, my basketball guys throughout the day, I, like when I walk in there, you know, there's some basketball guys that are in there, you know, in those classes, because I'm mostly going to freshman classes, and, you know, and about half of those, I got basketball guys, so, you know, so they know on that aspect, if they're goofing off when I walk in, you know, coach knows that they're not focusing in class, so they, so, you know, but they all do a really great job academically, you know, and so, but yeah, like I know one of the first days of school, one of our basketball guys, he's in class, and he saw me walk in, and I don't think his eyes ever got as big as they did.
Well, Coach, from the perspective of one teacher to another, you're still talking positively about the kids. You're still talking positively about your colleagues in December and your first year. I was crying every single day after school, so I commend you on that, man. You got the right attitude.
Thank you.
Coach, let's talk about your squad a little bit and some of the players that you expect to play big roles this year. Obviously, we've 2 games into the year, and we saw kind of some of those players in game number 1 against Clinton Prairie. So just talk about some of the guys that you're kind of putting a lot of weight on their shoulders and expecting them to step up and fill big roles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we have a lot of seniors and a lot of juniors. I know. So senior wise, so Isaac Adams, for anybody or everybody who's met Isaac, he's one of the nicest guys you can meet. You know, we were actually talking as a team before practice, just kind of joking around. You know, we were like, hey, who's the nicest guy on the team? You know, and guys were saying it was Isaac was one of those guys. So he's, you know, he's a terrific leader. You know, he provides size, versatility, and he's a very intelligent player. Like, he's very, very smart, very hardworking. And so he's, you know, he's one of our starters. Yeah, I mean, terrific leader. You know, one of the best leaders I've coached, one of the best people I've coached. So, Isaac Adams is, we, you know, that we start and we rely on. RJ Kornman. So, he's in his first year here at Frankfurt, senior as well. And so he provides, you know, a lot of versatility, athleticism on the wing. And then, you know, he provides a lot of energy, leadership. You know, he's a very passionate player and, you know, really, yeah, provides a lot of that. And, you know, and then he's also a focal point for us offensively. And then Jackson Woods, he's our center. So he's a real rough and tumble guy. He's about like 6'2", 230. And so he goes in there and grabs some rebounds, protects the paint for us. So he's really important for us. Luke Beardsley, he's a senior as well. You know, really versatile defender, rebounder. And then juniors wise, you know, we have guys like Lucas Wagner, who, you know, I mean, he probably had, him and Isaac had the two largest roles, I think, on varsity last year in terms of our returners. You know, they're kind of like that seventh, eighth guy for most of the year. And then, so Lucas is a guy, he's a competitor. You know, obviously he shoots the ball at a really high level, but he's a guy that provides a scoring punch for us and a toughness. So we're really excited about him as well, not only for this year, but next year as well. And then Jack Michael. Jack's a competitor, man. You know, he's very quick and shifty. And, you know, he has a knack for scoring. And so, you know, I think he's a guy that, again, not only this year is going to play a big role for us, but moving forward as well. And then, yeah, so he's currently leading us in scoring and real great leader, really positive guy. So we're really excited about him. And then Charlie Beardsley as well, Luke's brother. He's a sophomore for us, and he's another one of those really versatile athletic wings who's going to be important for us as well.
Well, Coach, as we get ready to wrap up, let's kind of just take a look at the rest of the schedule this year and some games. Obviously, got to take things one game at a time, but some games that you guys are looking forward to. And, yeah, just talked about the rest of the schedule this year.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, we have Western tonight, you know, going to their place, which will be another loud environment, another really good opportunity for our guys. And then I know next Friday we play Tri-West. It is our home opener. So, you know, we definitely want to get as many people into Case, you know, arena as we can. And so that'll be a really exciting game for us. I know, like, for anybody who hasn't seen us play yet, I mean, our guys play really hard. They play as a team. They play, you know, I mean, very unselfish and, you know, team first guys. And so I think it'll be a really, really fun environment on Friday. But I mean, you know, really, like, we talk about this, you know, one game at a time, but each and every game is a blessing. You know, being able to play high school, for our guys, being able to play high school basketball in Indiana, I mean, there's nothing like it. And so really each and every game we're looking forward to. And, you know, and then I know just, I mean, for our staff and myself, just getting to coach these guys every game, seeing them grow, seeing them develop, being able to compete with, you know, going into competing with them and, you know, against these other teams. It's really cool. It's a really cool opportunity to get to watch them live out their dreams and help them out along the way. So,
well, Coach, we appreciate you calling in, and we look forward to covering you guys a little bit more this season. And good luck with the game tonight and the rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we'll be back with quarter number two of Inside the Huddle in just a little bit. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.
Jim here from Winsky Brothers with the top reasons you should be using our services.
Energy savings.
That's right. There's a 95% savings from recycling aluminum versus mining and a 60% savings recycling steel.
Hauling and waste removal.
Winsky's offers industrial hauling and waste removal and provides roll-off service.
Customer service.
At Winsky Brothers, our customer service is outstanding. We'll have you on your way in no time.
More money in your pocket.
Every dollar counts these days, so come see us at Winsky Brothers, 751 West Washington Street in Frankfurt. Check us out at WinskyBrothers.com or on Facebook.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
The chilly air, the smells of hot chocolate and peppermints, it can only mean one thing. It's time to get into the holiday spirit with the Christmas Music Box on 96.9 WILO and Boone 102.7. Starting Thanksgiving night, enjoy the sounds of the holidays from 6 to midnight, 7 days a week. Let WILO and Boone 102.7 supply the festive tunes as you ooh and aw your way through the dazzling Festival of Lights display at TPA Park in Frankfort. Grab your loved ones, pack the car, and experience the magic of music and lights together this season. 96.9 WILO and Boone 102.7's Christmas Music Box and the Frankfort TPA Parks Festival of Lights, bringing holiday cheer for you and yours this holiday season. The Christmas Music Box brought to you in part by City of Frankfort Parks Department, the Farmers Bank, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Home Sweet Home, Home Caregivers LLC, ProByte Computers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, Marshan's Window Tinting, Jimmy John's, and Donaldson's.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Wirt and Kyle Etherington here to bring you all of the local sports action. And I want to remind you that the replay of Inside the Huddle will be happening at 5 o'clock on Sundays during the holiday season as we have our TPA Christmas music. So make sure you head on out there to the TPA Park and see all the wonderful Christmas lights and listen to the Christmas music here on WILO. But let's talk some Clinton Central basketball. We've had head coach Nick Burlingame on the line. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Well, you started the season off with a couple of road games at Hamilton Heights and at Fountain Central. A loss to Hamilton Heights 63-36 and a loss last night to Fountain Central in a close game 48-42. Just talk about those couple of games and what you saw from your squad in the first couple of days.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously Tuesday night we started at Heights, you know, very, very tough team to start your season with, a team that challenges you in a lot of ways, pushes you to speed you up and pressures you. I thought our guys came out, you know, for our first game and really just competed well. And, you know, like I've said time and time again with our guys and with you guys last week, you know, we focus on three things: our energy, our effort, and our attitude. And I thought we controlled all three of those things really well. You know, managed to be in the game at half, down six, you know, and then their pressure just kind of overwhelmed us late. And, you know, we just got to do a better job of taking care of the basketball and valuing it. And, you know, and I think we saw that last night. You know, as a coach, I think all you can ask of your players is that they do the things that they can control. And, you know, they valued the ball last night and put us in a position to win the game. And ultimately, as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, that game was a six-point game. Talk about it a little bit more and, like, who stepped up for you guys in that game and who was able to keep it close.
Yeah, I really liked how we started the game offensively. You know, Cole Davison really set the tone for us on offense. And I think we got to do a better job, you know, as a staff, making sure that we're playing through Cole a little bit more in the post. You know, he came out really good, had some good looks, finished well inside. And we kind of got away from that a little bit in the second half. So we got to make sure that we continue to, you know, get him touches inside. You know, we battled through a little bit of foul trouble. Then he picked up a couple early, and I thought we did a really nice job of managing his time and making sure, you know, when we had opportunities to get him out on the defensive side of the ball, we got him out and were able to get him back in. And he did a good job of, you know, making sure not to pick up a dumb third foul before the half. So we trusted him, and he did a good job there. You know, I think in the third quarter, what I was most proud of our guys about was, you know, we got down 7 points. I think based on, like, looking at, you know, previous years and stuff, a lot of times this team probably crumbles, you know, when they face a little bit of adversity. And they didn't last night. So I was super proud of how we responded after getting down 7. We used the timeout. We came out of the timeout, executed some plays offensively and defensively that set up our offense, and really were able to then go on a 10-0 run to take the lead and have a 3-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And so, you know, we just did a lot of really good things. We valued the basketball much better last night. We worked our offense. You know, one of the biggest things for us as a staff right now is focus on fixing some of the bad habits that were established, you know, maybe over the years, and trying to get them to really understand how we want to play the game. And I think if you're watching, you're seeing our guys starting to trust more and more in each other and trusting more and more in how we want to play the game, you know, and really take care of the basketball and work to get good shots and, you know, force the opponent to play defense. And, you know, we were able to do that in spurts last night, and, you know, it gave us an opportunity to win. And obviously we just came up a couple of possessions short.
Well, let's talk about Madison Grant and the team you're playing tonight. They come into this game 1-0. So just tell me what you guys know about them and what you're expecting out of them tonight.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a team that had a nice win to start their season against Wabash. I think they won by 13, 42-29. A team that's going to, again, challenge us from a pressure standpoint. You know, from the film, they like to run their 2-2-1 full court press. So, you know, we've been back in the gym working on how to, you know, how to take care of the basketball and how to attack that press, and just be prepared, you know, try not to get sped up, and try not to let, you know, one bad play turn, you know, compound into two or three. And they've got some good, you know, they got some good players on the perimeter. They got some nice size on the inside. They run a lot of nice actions in the half court. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. Obviously, it's our first time, you know, now being able to play at home. And so we're excited to take the floor at Clinton Central.
And, Coach, we're excited to broadcast that game this evening as well. But I did have a question about this. Is granted, you're coming back home for the opening night, but it's still the second game in two nights. How exactly does the strategy work with that type of a schedule when you go Friday night on the road and then you come back home on Saturday at home? Do you tend to rest guys a little bit more at the beginning? Do you rest them at the end? Or do you just approach it as new day, new game?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you really got to go new day, new game. And, you know, obviously, I think what we do as a staff pretty well is we look at our game schedule each week. And, you know, we understand that our guys are going to work hard when they're on the floor. And so it's about kind of managing our time in practice and managing the amount of time that they're on the floor. And so what we do is, you know, in a situation like this week, having three games, I'm a big fan of quality over quantity. So, like, you know, in a couple of our practices this week, we were only on the floor for about an hour 15, but, you know, it's a very competitive hour 15, and we make sure that we don't waste a single second, and we work extremely hard, and we improve in the areas that we need to improve on. And I think you saw that last night, you know, again, just about, you know, taking care of the basketball, and, you know, understanding what our formula is going to be for success. And we took a lot of steps forward last night. Frustrating to lose, but, you know, you got to look at the process of it. And obviously, as a competitor, it comes down to wins and losses, and we want to win every game. But it's also evaluating how did you play. And in a lot of ways, we played a lot better. And we're, you know, we're very excited for Madison Grant tonight, obviously a good opponent. We try to just take it one game at a time. You know, as a staff, though, you got to be prepared. You know, so we tell our guys to focus on, you know, the opponent that we have. But as a staff, you know, you got to do your homework early and put in the time. And, you know, I think we're going to be prepared and ready to roll.
And not to steal anything from Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, but it's kind of trust the process a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess my next question, Coach, is who do you kind of steal from a little bit? Because I know that growing up in the 80s and 90s, you had a lot of people who were stealing from Bob Knight and Gene Cady. In the girls' game, you're stealing from Gino Auriemma. And, well, shoot, you're just stealing from the entire state of Connecticut. Who do you steal? This is going to sound terrible, but who do you steal from?
And truthfully, I mean, the coach that I look up to the most would be Matt Painter. And obviously, you know, maybe I'm a little biased as a Purdue fan, but I just love his approach.
Hey, I'm an IU fan, and I like Matt Painter, so it's okay. You know, it's all right.
And I just, when you listen to him talking, you listen to his message to his guys about, you know, the process, being process-based. You know, that term I use all the time in practice, and that's a phrase that I got directly from Coach Painter. Being process-based, just staying focused on the daily habits of what we need to do to be successful, to put ourselves in a position to win. And you know, obviously, again, like I said, as competitors, there's nobody that wants to win more than I do. I'm extremely competitive in everything that I do, and I want to win. But at the same time, this is going to be a process, with this program. And our guys are really accepting of it. I think that's what's made it so fun, is we have such a great group of kids that are just, you know, buying in. And what I like about them is they're being sponges. They're asking questions. They're accepting of coaching, hard coaching at times. And they know that we're demanding of them, and they respond in a very positive way. And we make sure to build them up. And, you know, so obviously, like, Painter is probably my biggest influence. I just respect everything about his approach and how he handles his program, how honest he is with his players. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. Never lie to a player. Always be upfront with them about their roles and what you want out of them. And then they know what you expect of them. They know what you don't expect of them. And then that can allow them to flourish in those roles. And so, yeah, I would say Painter's a huge influence for me. And, of course, from an X's and O's standpoint, you know, I'm just a student of the game just like anybody else. I'm a basketball junkie. I watch a ton of film. I watch a ton of clips on social media, all sorts of things. Anything that I can do to get an edge anyway, I always want to learn. You know, I never feel like, you know, I have all the answers. You know, I think every day is an opportunity for me to improve. We're going to ask our players to improve, and we as coaches need to improve every day as well.
Well, it sounds like your family game night is very similar to family game nights at my house. So if you ever need to borrow a helmet for any family game night, please feel free.
We've had a lot of competitive euchre nights over the years.
Oh, no. Okay. We're going to have to set something up on the side. That sounds great.
Well, Coach, let's talk before we wrap up just about the keys to tonight's game. So against Madison Grant, what's it going to take to come out on top of that one?
Yeah, I mean, again, not to sound like a broken record or anything, but, you know, let's keep things simple here. You know, you got to be able to take care of the basketball, you know, value the ball. We can't turn the ball over, like we did against Hamilton Heights. I thought, again, we responded greatly in that category last night. I think our turnover differential was from game one to game two was like, I want to say like 22, you know, so I think we had like 30 turnovers in the first game, and we only had 8 last night. You know, unfortunately, a couple of them came in bad situations. But, I just think that it all starts with value in basketball and making sure we get good shots. And then we set up our defense. You know, we gave up, I think, 63 points to Hamilton Heights off the top of my head. I think that's about right. But we played pretty good half-court defense. What we didn't do is put our defense in a good situation. And so, you know, a lot of people look at that number and they're like, man, we didn't play good D. Well, no, we actually just didn't play good offense. You know, we didn't run good offense, and we turned the ball over and we put ourselves in bad positions. So it all starts with playing a really good defense, valuing the basketball, getting great shots, shot selection, and just executing and staying poised. Like, it's going to be a game tonight where they're going to go on some runs, we're going to go on some runs. And, just don't get too high, don't get too low, stay poised, stay focused on the next play. It's going to be a great challenge tonight. We're excited. and we're ready to go out and compete again.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you calling in, and we wish you good luck tonight. We're excited for that game. We'll have that game on Hoosierland TV. So if you can't make it to the game, tune in on Hoosierland TV. But good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you being there and appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Well, thank you. We'll be back with quarter number three of Inside the Huddle in just a little bit. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.